sound of cracking knuckles.
Yes, it's about time we threw down. It's been a while. I'm ready to go.
What are you guys so mad about?
Oh, we just saw this new movie at Fantastic Fest by this guy named Kevin Smith. You may remember him as the giant bleeding buffoon who declared a fatwa, which is really convenient considering it's Kevin Smith, on critics because we didn't like his movie. And now he has conveniently buried the hatchet with critics just in time to show Tusk, the first of his True North trilogy.
Which isn't going to help him at all, I suspect.
No.
Buried hatchet or no, we're going to dig it up and use it to cleave him in two.
But the thing is...
He wants to make two more of these?
Yes. Yeah, that's the worst part. The thing is, despite everything, despite all his bullshit, I wanted this movie to be so good.
I did too.
I really wanted this. I was like, if this movie is good, all the bullshit will be over and it'll be awesome.
I used to love Kevin Smith.
Everybody did.
I used to be a big fan of Kevin Smith, a big supporter. And it took like 3 or 4 really awful movies before I finally said, you know what? Chasing Amy was your last movie that was worth seeing.
You know what? Yeah. It's really funny. You go back and you watch a lot of his stuff now and you kind of go, wow, we were really kind about a lot of his films. And going back and rewatching the Clerks animated series. It is unwatchable. There's a reason that shit got cancelled. And that is who is producing this. This is Mr. All References, All Callback, All Self-Indulgence. He has been given a budget, and he has been allowed to inflict yet another shabby film. But this time, he's doing a horror film.
Sort of.
Allegedly.
It's sort of, yeah.
Well, much like his atrocious Red State, he's trying to pretend like he's actually making a film that's not a Kevin Smith film. He's trying to like, no, I'm going in a different direction. I'm doing a genre film you wouldn't have expected from me. But underneath the surface of everything, it's clear you're just making another fucking Kevin Smith film.
But the thing is this. People kept bringing up Red State and saying, after Red State, what did you expect? Red State, like it or not, was one thing throughout. It wasn't a completely, bipolar, like mess of a film. It wasn't something that shifted gears midway through because you have a filmmaker who literally doesn't know what the hell he's doing. This convinces you for the first 30 minutes, not only does it convince you that this might be good, but it convinces you that it's legitimate horror, and then for no reason whatsoever, it becomes Return of the Pink Panther. I don't know why it fucking does that. It's like all of a sudden it's like, oh, was this meant to be silly? Because you were really creating a legitimate horror film and now you're making a shit comedy.
Well, you know, it starts off with something that feels like more of a shit comedy. Where it's like, hey, I'm going to tell a story that's self-depreciating because it's about Justin Long and getting pretty fat Haley Joel Osment. Yeah. I thought the walrus thing everybody was talking about in the movie was him at first.
Uh-oh.
Like, Jesus, dude.
That's harsh.
We just saw him in a movie where he was skinny.
I see Chase Danish.
can we also remember, this is a room of film critics. We could all stand to lose a few pounds.
Well, true. But we're,
at the same
shut
time,
the fuck up, Richard.
We also know, Haley, like, put down the Corolla.
We're not the movie stars.
Yeah.
For the record.
If he says he's dieting, he is secondhand lying. Hey-o.
But they have a successful shock jock podcast. I didn't even know there was such a thing. But
I think it's called the Smodcast. Oh, wait, no. It's called the Nazi Party.
That was the worst fucking pun ever.
Yeah,
and he hammers it into the... Like, at a point where it's clear that if he makes the Nazi Party joke one more time, it's going to completely destroy a scene, and he can't help himself.
He has to do it.
Blood Man and Chronic to do
it. It wasn't funny the first time.
No.
And I like a good pun. That was just like, why would they even do that? There was like, shock chat or not, that you would, no one would ever promote you.
Especially when they even explain the name and that the host doesn't like to fly or something, so their whole premise of their show is that they interview stars of weird viral videos, just the one guy doesn't like to fly, so he never sees the interview. Why it's called the Nazi Party.
It's a real lame explanation for the name of it. It would not justify such a horrendous, offensive name.
But Justin Long goes off flying up to Canada to interview this guy who did basically the Star Wars guy
video.
It's
the Star Wars kid.
Except
it's
like Kill Bill, and there's a terrible CG effect, which I assumed was supposed to be a CG effect, you know, because it looks so bad where he accidentally chops his own leg off. And then they're like,
no, it was supposed to be legitimate.
And then it was supposed to, no, he really did accidentally chop his own leg off.
It's
I was like,
no,
wait, what?
That looked like shit.
But he gets out there, and apparently the guy has killed himself. And he's like, fuck, what do I do now? Well, he finds a flyer in a bathroom that says, I have a bunch of interesting stories to tell from my wild and varied life. And he's like, this might be interesting.
Okay, stop right there. This is the part of the movie that I was actually on board with, and I have 3 reasons. One, The one thing I swore that I thought he was going to do was make podcasters, which is his new thing, the new way that he cultivates the church of the fat. I thought what he was going to do is make podcasters look like the most noble, the most awesome people fighting against a world full of dickbags, because I know that he loves to be up on that cross. And to his credit, I will say, Justin Long is a total douchebag in this film. He is an absolute asshole. And even as he's in the room with Michael Parks, and Michael Parks is delivering these really eloquent speeches about all these times hanging out with Ernest Hemingway, he's like, oh yeah, that's fucking rad. It's fucking fuck. It's like, shut up. Just stop talking.
It's cringeworthy. He does, but it's supposed to be.
So I tip my hat to Kevin Smith for not like putting himself in that character and like trying to... that's not a word. You know what I mean. Yes. Trying to make podcasts look better than they are. The other thing I really like is that up until this point, this is moving toward a human centipede type of thing. And the way it's shot as he arrives at the house, like, you can see, like, there's great horror cinematography. The classic shot of, like, coming up the driveway to the old dark house. And then three, Michael Parks is great.
Yeah.
Michael Parks at the beginning of this movie, like, I wanted to listen to his stories. Mm. Like, the way he told these stories...
If the movie had just turned into something like a little indie film there where it's this podcaster realizing that, boy, my life is fucked up, and him continuing to tell these stories in a series of vignettes, I would have totally watched that movie and gotten into that. But no!
My Dinner with Burr!
Then it's actually got to turn into Human Centipede.
Which, again, would have been okay if it didn't look so goddamn stupid.
You know, I gotta tell you, the looking stupid was one of the only things that saved it on any level for me. Because it looks so much like something out of Slither, just the intentionally ridiculous and goofy.
Slither's a good movie.
Nobody at Marvel is going to give Kevin Smith $200 million to make Guardians of the Galaxy 2.
Right.
Yeah, this is one of these moments where you're really seeing that there's people who've been given low budgets, who there's something in there that there's skill, there's ability, there's artistry, and you give them money and they go off and make Guardians of the Galaxy. Oh, for God's sake, there is no artistry. This is final proof. Kevin Smith can't make a film.
Nope.
That's, I mean, this is, let's cut to the fucking chase. If you're listening, Kevin, fuck you, because you know what? You want to be snide, you think you can be snide about everybody else and nobody calls you on your shit, and then you're, I'm going to unleash the smodcast. Well, fuck you. I mean, what, tweets? Who cares? The reality is, this is badly made. It has no consistency. It's inartful. There's like two decent shots. The editing sucks. The lighting is abysmal. When you finally get the reveal on Justin Long as a fucking walrus, you go, holy shit, I could have made that costume in 5 minutes.
Yes.
I know off the top of my head, in Austin alone, I can think of 5 effects guys that could have done a better job than this.
Yeah,
so easily. Somebody deliberately went, oh, fuck it. Let's just put a bin bag on Justin Long, paint it pink, and have done with it. It is shabby.
And the thing is, like, I totally agree. I think the point where, Brian, you and I don't agree here is really just that you feel like it was actually developing into a real horror film, and I didn't buy that for a second.
Well, it doesn't... There's nothing funny about it whatsoever until after we see the walrus. The point of demarcation where it becomes an out-and-out comedy is when... Inspector Clouseau shows up.
Oh my god. Okay.
Prior to that, there is nothing that is like that says this is an intentionally funny comedy. After we've seen the walrus.
They've tried to say don't spoil who the cameo is in the movie as this Inspector Clouseau character, but I'm sorry, if you don't want to know, turn off now, because we're just gonna say it. It's Johnny Depp, and he didn't do any rehearsal at all for this role. Clearly, he's supposed to be Quebec French, and his accent is like 7 different accents at any given moment.
And I think it proves kind of how out of touch a filmmaker Kevin Smith is, because I think a lot of people, for the most part, think Johnny Depp just isn't the draw he used to be.
Oh,
and
I
remember him even tweeting about how excited he was to get Johnny Depp, and it's like, that's cool, I guess. Like, that would have been really cool 6 years ago.
Pre-Lone Ranger.
Pre-Alice in Wonderland. This is yet another...
This is just going to be another peg that just knocks Johnny Depp down another level.
So that he can be in the next Kevin Smith.
Well, the sad thing about this is that there's actually two decent performances, because Michael Parks has great moments, and then in the second half, he's so ridiculous, and he seems to respond to what Johnny Depp's doing in one scene, and it is one of the most cringeworthy scenes in any film I've seen this year. It's spectacularly visible. But the hot chick that he gets to play his virtual girlfriend in this case, she has this nice monologue to camera. I mean, it's horribly captured, but she's actually not bad. And Haley Joel Osment, who is in a great film that we saw earlier this year, called I'll Follow You, which nobody saw.
Terrific little time travel movie.
Yeah, and you know, he's legitimately maintained his status as a good actor. And there's a moment in here where I swear to God, he looks up into the top right corner of the screen, and you can see him going, why am I here?
I see dead careers.
Oh, yeah, God. Right. He's signed up for Kevin Smith's next film. In fact, pretty much entire cast. And I, dear God, Quentin Tarantino, if you are listening, I know you have Michael Park's number. We all know you have it. Call him and get him back in something. Get him away from this. It's cruel. It's cruel to subject him to this because he still has some great performances in him.
Yeah.
This is like, it's like watching a cop.
The funny thing is, like, I think for me, up until the epilogue, I was like, this is an absolute unforgivable mess. But on that level, I was kind of enjoying watching it. I was like, this is so ridiculously bad. Who thought these were good ideas? At the very least, Michael Parks is so strong in this, but it's so tonally uneven, it's all over the place. And then they do this epilogue that's like, and now here's the message. And here's how the only serious characters in the whole film that weren't cartoons are suddenly made into cartoons. And I was like, wait, what was the point of that? You had one little stitch of goodwill left in me and you threw that shit out the window at the end. Because this is just one big fucking mess of a film. And no, it is not the career saver for Kevin Smith that some inexplicably have been trumpeting.
It's not a career saver. It's not even... it's not even a competent film. It is so bad. It is so awful that my legitimate theory is that Kevin Smith is fucking with all of us. I honestly believe that. Because if you think about it, this was a story that came about from some stupid-ass idea he talked about on his podcast. Mm-hmm. And you have to remember that the diehard fans of his podcast are insane. They're absolute lunatics. Like, they will go, like, he sends them off like flying monkeys to attack anybody that says anything negative about him. Like, it is ridiculous.
He's the 4chan of podcasting.
Yes, but here's the thing. He knows he's going to make his money back just from those people alone.
True.
What risk is there for him? Like, there's no risk for him to make a movie that's just a middle finger to critics because he knows he's going to make his money back. And this movie feels like that. It's so bad. It's so incompetent. That I think he's fucking with all of us.
It's kind of like, what is his endgame? Is his endgame to prove that he can make a movie so shitty that he'll make his money back despite what the critics say? Like, that, it does nothing for us except make us sit through a bad movie. Like, he's the one hurting his career. Like,
yeah.
Well, let's go to final thoughts and start with Richard.
Oh, God. If this is finally the moment where he stops being just a filmmaker who you feel is wasting his potential, and he becomes Lord Kaufman. He really does. It's incoherent, it's poorly shot, poorly framed, there's no narrative worthwhile. It's clear this is just thrown together and it's making you look at its earlier stuff and realize how bad most of that was. I give this one, and I'm giving it just one because, as I said, you know, there's a couple of halfway decent performances from people who managed to evade most of the bullshit. I am giving this one late era Sergeant Kabuki Man sequel out of 10.
I love it. JC?
I feel like this movie was kind of... You guys bring up the inconsistency of the tone, and I just feel like this is kind of four movies wrapped in one. Starts off as kind of, you know, the type of shit-talking comedy that he's used to. It delves into a really interesting... Like, it's going to be a cool horror movie where he gets into Michael Parks' house, and he's having all his unique stories being told. And then it becomes a Human Centipede ripoff, before it becomes a weird Pink Panther thing. And it's like, what are you doing, man? Like, he's still... I hear him sometimes, not on his podcast, but like just hear him talk about the honor and being an artist and how much all that. And like, he clearly doesn't care. And it's kind of one of those things, like with Robert Rodriguez, like, I think he's lost the hunger. And when you've lost the hunger, like, this is what you get. It's just terrible all around. Not good. Even in the Q&A, Justin Long talked about how his career was almost dead. And I just... This makes me sad if this is what he came back to, because I like Justin Long. I'm going to also echo Richard and give it one, because at this point now, Kevin Smith has one movie that I consider kind of watchable, and it's still Chasing Amy, which I like, but yeah, man, he's not that guy anymore.
It's sad. You're absolutely right, JC, and the thing is, not only does he not care, but he has gone on record. This is not we don't even have to make assumptions about that. If you can go up and look... You can go look up interviews where he has said, in no uncertain terms, he said these exact words, "This movie is so stupid, I don't know why anybody produced it." And it's like, then don't fucking make it. I'm sorry. Like, I refuse. Like, you can sit there and listen to this.
Fits in with your "he's just fucking with us"
yeah.
theory.
And you can sit there and listen to us and think we're just piling on Kevin Smith, but the fact of the matter is, he doesn't give a shit about you either. If you're one of his diehard fans, I have news for you. He doesn't give a shit about you. He charged you $60 to see Red State, all the while you thought that was fucking us over as critics? You're the ones who paid $60 to see it. I'm sorry. This guy is he is P.T. Barnum, and he has fleeced a large portion of the country into believing he's still a filmmaker. And frankly, I'm fucking sick of it. So I'm going to give this 1 out of 10 seats on Southwest Airlines, just because if I go with 0, yeah, that's right. Just because if I go with 0, you're going to continue to think this is just hatred of Kevin Smith. This is not hatred of Kevin Smith. This is hatred of what Kevin Smith keeps shitting out and forcing us to eat.
It's one of those things. It would be a 0, I think, if it wasn't Michael Parks wasn't so great. Like,
yep.
Right. I'm more or less with you guys on this one. It's a big incoherent mess. I feel like, you know, I hate saying this, because there are some people who genuinely drugs have done good creative things for, like the Beatles. But in this case, seriously, dude, stop smoking pot. I'm just saying. Like, I smoke pot, and I know that when I write on it, it's not as good.
Yeah, hey, Kevin Smith, remember John Carpenter? Put down the pipe!
Seriously, it feels like that sort of incoherent writing from someone who's like forgot what their point was in the first place when they started writing it. It is a shame for more than just, you know, that we still had a little hope left that maybe Kevin Smith could pull himself out of this deep ditch he'd thrown himself into for Justin Long, if nobody else, because I too really like Justin Long and was hoping he had something really good coming here with this. But no, and I'm actually going to get, and this is going to surprise you here, but I'm going to give this 2 out of 10
fucking apologies.
Completely dead careers. No, my reason for that is because you're going to want to watch it just for the shitstorm to follow when Kevin Smith decides that the only reason it didn't do well was because of all the critics again.
Yep. It's all our fault, guys.
We'll gladly wear that shield.
Yeah, I don't care. We're not doing it because we have a personal vengeance against you, Kevin.
Ooh, maybe in the next film, Michael Parker will turn a critic into a scapegoat.
Ooh.